If strapping on an experimental jetpack would help us install your battery any faster, we'd do it. Unfortunately, jetpacks can be squirrely. Too bad, because we really wanted those things. Fast, free battery installation at Advance. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Dan, can you play Hooray for Hollywood? Have you ever tried it?
Oh, he's good.
Dan's on a personal call?
Yeah, I can.
What were you doing there, Dan?
I can.
What were you doing there when I was...
I was moving. I was getting something.
Can't do that. Stop the music for a second. A lot of times we like to put Dan to the test because I know there'd be no reason he would have rehearsed Hooray for Hollywood.
No.
So I'd like to start the music over, and I'd like for just... Sometimes I like to show off talent and just... You know, kind of like you brag on your kids or something.
Sure.
Hey, look what this guy can do on our show. Don't practice now. Just you fire it up, Peon, and let's let Dan see if he can follow along.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Now, you swear you've never practiced that.
I swear. I've never played that in my life.
I believe you.
Never.
I believe you. I think if we had a polygraph, one day we might bring in a polygraph person. And I'll bet it'll confirm he's never played that song before.
That's
incredible. Hard to believe.
It is hard to believe. It's time to talk about a movie. The lady who's going to do the talking is Dawn Meadows Dixon. And she, hang on a second.
What are you doing?
Right there. Well, you see, I've never memorized the Westport Car Wash locations, and I'm trying to make myself do that. It's not that hard, but I know if I don't, I have a little cheat sheet, and it says Westport Car Wash, and it has the three locations, and if I don't use it, I know I'll screw it up, and I'll mess one. I'll get a Lindbergh wrong or something. So at the end of this segment... In fact, I'll just do it now. I'll do it both times. I'll tell you where they're located. There's one right behind us. I do know that. It's on Page just east of Lindbergh. That's the only one I've ever been to, but I can guarantee you the other two are identical and equally as wonderful. There's one on Lee May Ferry Road just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash proudly presents Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Yeah. I've been to the Lee May one and the Westport one. The Lee May one is just as good.
I'm never in that part of town, but I need to hit one of the others because, and I know Dan Dolan is not going to have any one of them that's not equal on par with the quality of the others. Dawn, how are you?
I'm great. Dan, that was beautiful. I think just
wasn't
forget
it?
The music and we'll have you play the intro from now on.
Now, let me ask you something, Dawn.
There's amazing talent in that group.
I want to ask you this because because you're a woman, and I certainly don't mean this in a sexist way, but there are a lot of women who don't care about how clean their cars are. My wife would never wipe the inside of the windshield of her car, ever, if I didn't do it. And then at night, it gets that cloudy, kind of that haze on it.
Oh,
and,
that's
and
my
you write,
car.
Write your name on the inside of it. Well, that, you know what? At night, that's dangerous because headlights kind of flare. Wipe the inside of the windshield. But forget that. Let's just talk about the actual car and how clean or dirty it is. Dawn, is your car generally clean or generally kind of dirty?
I try to keep it clean, but I've got two girls, and I am on them here the last couple of days. What's with it when they turn 14, 15, and their feet are...
I'm talking about the outside of your car.
Okay, the inside of my windshield has footprints because they put their feet on the window.
Okay, but how about the outside? I'm going
to
guess...
The outside, I try to keep it clean, but it does need to be clean.
Okay, try means you don't.
You caught me.
You don't, because anybody that lets the footprints inside happen, and the wrappers, and canned gum wrapper...
No, I do pick those up.
Also not going to be one to go through Westport Car Wash very often and have a clean car. If my car is dirty... I feel dirty. I'm in a bad mood. I like to look at a clean car, and I think I only mention it, of course, because that's your sponsor, Westport Car Wash.
I think that's wonderful.
So
yeah,
how
I
are
do
you?
I feel good when my car is cleaned.
Now, how are you doing? Okay.
I'm doing great. Trying to stay cool in this weather.
Yeah.
Just went swimming.
What? You went swimming. You have a pool.
Yeah. One of my neighbors invited us over to go swimming. She's a dear, dear neighbor, and she said, "Hey, come on over. It's hot." So the girls and I went over, and it was wonderful. She's got that salt water in her pool, and
I'm guessing you wear a one piece. Do you?
I wear a string bikini. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
No. I'm going with tankini.
Right.
No.
What?
Tankini. What is that? What is a tankini?
I wear a tankini.
That's what
I figured.
What is that, Tina?
It's when you really don't deserve to wear a bikini, but you don't want to wear a one piece, so you wear a one piece that's really a two piece.
Yeah, you know, the pants and then the top that's longer goes down to the pants.
Women of my age need to wear a tankini.
Most women wear nowadays.
Yeah, okay, my girls wear a tankini.
Is that really what you wear?
That is what I wear. I do not wear a skirt, though. I don't like the little skirts.
No, I don't like a woman's swimsuit to have a little tennis skirt on. Not a good idea.
So, no, I do have a tankini, and I did go swimming, with just the girls and myself. And
do you like your neighbor, or do you pretend to like her because she has a pool?
You know what? She is so wonderful.
Okay, she pretends.
There we go.
Yeah, you overstated it, so that means you pretend to like her.
I love her. Actually, my husband and I just said she's one of the kindest people. Uh-huh. We are so lucky to have her as a neighbor. And the girls, you know, they take care of her papers and mail when they're out of town. And
would you say that much if she didn't have a pool?
Yeah, if she didn't have a pool, would she be as nice?
I have not even been in the pool that often. She's just a wonderful person. Dear, mm-hmm. dear person. Mm-hmm.
That explains why my neighbors only talk to me in the summer.
Yeah. Yes.
They say, wow, that Dan, what a neighbor. Mm-hmm. They want to get in your pool.
They won't even wave at him after October.
Yeah.
All right, what's our movie today?
Okay, Magic Mike. Has anybody heard about this?
Never heard of it.
I can't wait to see
heard of it.
Tina, no, you haven't heard about it. It's Channing Tatum stars in this movie about a guy who is in a strip club. And he's one of the producers of the film, and it's actually inspired by his own life, because before he was discovered, he's the guy that was in 21 Jump Street, he was in The Vow, and I'm telling you, this guy, he is so adorable.
Easy,
Dawn.
I have to tell you, I love Matthew McConaughey. Now, Matthew McConaughey plays the sleazy club owner. But Matthew's not looking as good to me in this film because, you know, he's playing this kind of sleazy guy in Texas, and he's still got the cute little dimples, and boy, does he have the body. He worked out for this film.
Easy, Dawn. You better ice yourself down.
About? This is a film about a strip club.
You better ice yourself down. That thing's getting angry.
Wait a minute. Is that Tina?
That wasn't me.
Don't act like that was Tina. That was you.
Was that me?
That thing's out of control.
Listen, I invited her to go to this film, this friend of mine, and I said, I know it's last minute. Do you want to go? She changed all her it is so funny. The theater was filled with women.
Of course.
But you've got to understand something about women. We really don't like... Now, do you agree with me, Tina? Women are not... We're not into strip clubs, you know...
I've never been to one.
No, I've never been to one. Women don't enjoy that. That's not appealing. But
I don't think all women are like that.
Really? Do you think?
Oh, I think some women love it.
Really?
I don't enjoy them either, and I'm a man, and I don't enjoy strip clubs.
No,
I
do.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what my friend told me, she said, now, I never have been to one, but she said, from what I hear, this is what they do, and this is what they did in the film. They make eye contact with a woman, because what women like is that connection. A man may go to a strip club and love just looking at the woman, and it's a physical, you know, it's all visual. But the woman has got to have more than that.
That's
it's got to be a connection. So in the film, they actually take women up on stage. So she tells me, I don't know because I've never been to one, but from what I hear, that's what they do at these strip clubs. So the women in the audience, there wasn't a lot of oohing and there was some laughing, embarrassment. You heard a couple of oohs and ahs, but women are not really into that. What I appreciated was the dancing was outstanding.
Dancing? The pole dance?
It's like the Playboy magazine for the article.
You knew how hard they worked out. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a cute tush, too. But Channing Tatum is an unbelievable dancer. I mean, it is, and this is directed by Steven Soderbergh, who did Traffic and Ocean's 11, very well respected. And he said that he modeled this after, I just read this article, after Saturday Night Fever with John Travolta. So you've got that same kind of awe-inspiring dancing that goes on, and well, it's Dana, in a strip club.
Dawn, here's the deal. The dancing John Travolta did was sexual pelvic thrusting.
Right, that's what
dancing.
This is, too.
Okay, so let's just admit you like that.
Well,
that's
right.
Dancing you like.
Yeah.
And there'd be nothing wrong, Dawn, if you said, what a package this guy's got.
No. I mean,
that would be, nobody would think, oh, she's horrible.
Does he?
It's okay. It's okay.
No, I said he has a cute tush.
You didn't notice the front?
What about the front part?
But that's not...
No, it wasn't that explicit. We saw a lot of little butts, but they weren't...
little butts.
No, but guys that work out have actually little small kind of bubble butts.
Well, actually, and they do this thing where they dress up like firemen.
Sorry.
What
man,
was that?
Bubble butts.
I heard bubble butt. Yeah, they do.
They do.
They do. They have a bubble butt. And they're nice bubble butts, but it's very...
It's good. We're finally getting her to loosen up a little.
Yeah, we're finally starting to get to the real Dawn.
Yeah,
well, they dress in policeman uniforms. They're in a firefighter uniform. One of my favorite scenes, they do this song, and I can remember it from college, and my friends and I would get on the dance floor, and I'm sure a lot of women can relate to this. It's Raining Men. You know that song?
Yeah, I hate that song.
The Weather
Tina,
Girls.
Did you like? I love that song.
It's
but
fine.
They actually have these guys with umbrellas, and you know they do a little dance. So
gay.
It's very gay. Creative. Now I have to talk about the other side of this film, and that is, it really is kind of a drama. What we used to call a buddy film, some are calling a bromance, because what happens is Channing Tatum's character takes this younger guy under his wing, and he comes
his
in.
Wing?
No, it's not like that. And he tells him this can be a way for you to make some money until you achieve your dreams. So he always wanted to be thought of as more than just a dancer, but he finds that he's kind of pigeonholed. So it's got this interesting side story going on, kind of a drama going on. But unfortunately, and I'm not going to give away the ending, it just kind of then leads into a predictable ending. And this wonderful, fun beginning with this other side drama just kind of fizzles out. It just goes nowhere. So a little disappointing, but fun while it lasted.
Fizzles out and goes nowhere. Been there.
Frank, I knew as I said those words.
Yep.
You
okay,
were going to have some fun
with
that.
So it's called Magic Mike. I don't
Magic
know.
Magic Mike. You have not heard about this?
No, and I don't even know who this Tatum person is.
Oh,
I don't know who that is.
He is adorable. Tina, have you seen him?
Oh,
yeah, he was in 21 Jump Street.
So I'm guessing there's no reason for a guy to go to this.
Yeah, no, let's, Peon's right. Let's just cut to the chase. No guy is going to like this movie.
Well, there are going to be a few guys that do, if you know what I mean.
I mean, heterosexual guys. Heterosexual guy.
But actually, there's a great little buddy film going on here. If the guys would give it a chance.
A great little butty.
Buddy.
B-U-T-T-Y.
No, the word is B-U-D-D-Y.
Sure it is.
Buddy.
Okay. ARDs for Magic Mike.
I'm going to give it 3 ARDs.
Whoa.
Well, she really did like this name.
That bad of an ending.
Here they come.
As I said, Channing is awfully cute, and the dancing is fun. It's creative. You know, there's drugs, and there's the sexual innuendos. This is not for kids. It's an R. Mm. But not a bad effort.
All right. 3 ARDs. Here they come.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, then, everybody.
Naughty girl.
All right, Dan.
Talk to you later. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Dawn Meadows Dixon, everybody. She likes the dirty dancing.
She does. Yeah.
She probably likes that. Remember, and you never hear the name anymore, the lumbata. That was that pelvic grinding that Swayze
that
did in Dirty
Dancing.
That
dirty dancing thing, I think that's one of the top favorite movies of women worldwide.
Yes, I agree. My wife has watched
it
8 times. You
really?
Never seen Dirty Dancing?
No.
Don't watch
it.
It
doesn't interest me, no.
Don't watch it.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Patrick Swayze said that?
Is he the one that said that?
Yeah, he said that.
I thought she said it.
No.
Yeah, I've only watched it once, but I've caught my wife watching it a few times. And then, Peon, you'll hate it. You'll hate Dirty Dancing. Dawn Meadows Dixon is brought to you by Westport Car Wash. Look at your car right now. If you run it through Westport Car Wash, if it could talk, it would go, thank you. For this cool water. Westport Car Wash on Page just east of Lindbergh. That's right behind the studio. On Lemay Ferry Road just north of Lindbergh and on Brentwood just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash. Today, I had the thing happen to me. I know Dan has talked about, and Beyond and Tina, I don't remember if you had this happen or not, but it happened to me this morning. The guy who comes up and says, can you help me out? I need gas. I don't have my gas credit card. Oh, my kids are in the car. Who else has had this happen? It finally happened to me today.
Yeah, Dan had it happen. I know. It's never happened to me.
Me neither.
But I did something weird. I got out of my car, and I was walking away from it, and this guy said, sir. And I thought, I turned around, and I thought maybe somebody had hit my car, or I forgot to, I don't know, close the door, or whatever. And I said, yes. And he said, can you help me out? He said, my truck is almost completely out of gas, and I don't have my gas card. I walked off and left it. My kids are in the car, or in the truck, and I just need to get a little bit of gas. And I said, where's your truck? Now, because we weren't at a gas station.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he said, it's about a block from here. And I said, let's go to it. I said, take me to your truck. Are your kids in it now? He said, yeah. I said, let's go. So we start walking. And I'm walking with him. And I said, where is this truck? He said, it's a pretty good little ways here. It's at least a block away. He said, it's on. And then as we're walking, I'd say I probably walked half a block with this guy. And then the thought occurred to me, two things. How's this going to end? We're going to end up somewhere that's not a gas station. He's
right.
Going to hit me over the head or something. And I don't know if I could have taken him or not. He was younger. He was in his 30s and probably wouldn't have ended well for me. But I stopped. I just stopped walking. And I said, how much money do you need? He says, just enough to just get some gas. I said, okay. And I gave him $5, and I said, I don't need to see your truck. Because what happened was, I think I caught him where he didn't know. He wasn't about to say,
let's go to your truck.
He wasn't about to say, there is no truck, I'm lying.
Right.
So as he's walking with me, I think he's thinking, now what? What am I going to do? When we get somewhere at some point, am I going to run? Am I going to hit this guy, take some money? What
right.
am I going to do? And the other thing that occurred to me was, and folks, if you're going to try this scam, and I did give him a little money, but if you're going to try this scam, you might want to try to consider the fact that, and I didn't think about this initially, but as we're walking, I did. Why would you walk a block away and leave your kids in a truck? Why wouldn't you ask for help at the gas station?
Right.
Right
exactly.
There on the premises. Why? So none of it made sense, but I think I threw him a curve when I said, take me to your truck. Let's go see your truck. I don't think it would have ended with a truck at a gas station with kids in it.
No.
So I finally got that guy, one of those people who, and he had a shirt on that had a company name on. He said, this is where I work for this. I work for this company. And I almost said, let's call him. I got my phone here. Let's call him, and I'll get somebody on. They tell me if you really were. But then I just thought, now I'm taking this way too far. So I think the fact that I feel good that I sort of challenged him, but I didn't really accomplish anything. It did make me think, though. It made me think, next time this happens, we better be at a gas station. And if I'm getting ready to pay and leave, and somebody at the station says, can you help me out here? And here he is, right at the pump. I don't have any money. That's a different deal. But it just, I finally got it. Because I know Dan had it happen. You talked about
man.
It. It's one of the most common scams in the world. And I finally got it. And the other thing that happened to me, in fact, just within the last 24 hours, is somebody that I know who is at the house doing a little bit of work. Is a service guy. This is as specific as I'm going to get. It wasn't an advertiser. It was just a guy, and I had met him and seen him. Never, ever would I ever have imagined, and I don't know how it came up today, that he was a major meth user. He's so clean now, and he's so responsible. And I don't even know how he got on it. He said, I've been in rehab 4 times. He said, I was homeless. He said, I had a major, major meth problem, dabbled in coke, but my big problem, my big addiction was meth. So I started asking him about meth. What's it like? How did you take it? He smoked it. And here's the other interesting thing he said. He said, when I was homeless and when I was just kind of scratching around day to day, I found a way. I said, how'd you afford the meth? He said, I obtained my meth by working for my supplier. I said, did you sell it? He said, no. I was responsible for just getting the word out. Hey, if you want a guy, here's the guy. So I would sort. I said, you were like his rep. He said, yeah. It was just a matter of telling people, here's where you get your meth. So when customers would come to him, I'd get mine for nothing. And then the other thing he said that really was interesting is that when he was homeless, he obviously connected with and met a lot of other homeless people. And he said, my message to people who want to give these people money, he said, at the end of a day, you know, these homeless camps, tent cities or whatever, everybody would kind of get together and compare notes. He said, you should see the money that some of these people bring back at the end of the day. He said, it's not too shabby. A couple of $100, cash. And he said, every bit of it went to buy drugs.
I don't doubt it.
He said, I can't tell you of one of the people in the group who went to the store and bought some food. They bought drugs with it. He said, so when you give that guy the money, now, of course, there are exceptions, and I'm sure some of these people with a cardboard sign that says, please help a Vietnam vet. Okay. Sometimes I just go, what the heck? Give him the benefit of the doubt. It's not going to change my life. Give him 10 bucks. But it was interesting that he said, in his experience, the more money they could get at the end of the more drugs they bought. And he said, and they did pretty well. And they did it just like this guy did to me today. Hey, man, I don't have my gas card. I need some money. And then they'd all have different stories, and they would help each other. And so here's something that works. And they would tell them, mention your kids. It's a really interesting culture, that homeless begging culture. He said, but I never begged. He said, that's the one thing that I can say. He says, I'm actually... He didn't say the words. I said to him, do you have any idea how proud of yourself you should be? You got a responsible job working for somebody now. You're clean. You have your teeth. You're not on. He said, my last day of drugs and first day of sobriety was 9/11/2001. The same day of the time. He said, that was the day that for some reason I just said, holy cow, this is it. I mean, something about that. He went right into rehab. And he said that his rehab was, the one that worked was $6,000. I said, how did you pay for that? As a meth addict, no job, homeless, how do you pay it? He said, that's a great question. He said, he actually, and I don't understand exactly what he said, but there's something in the system where you can go before a magistrate, a judge, or something, and plead your case. And he said he was literally forgiven of all debt to the rehab center. There's a program that if you convince a judge or whoever it is, I've got a job now, here's my record, give me a test me multiple times, I'm clean, and they buy it and they believe it, there are places, there are funds available to pay your treatment for you. And he said, I was able to get all that covered. And he said, that was obviously 11 years ago. And he said, that's over. I'm done with that. And I said, what does meth do? What does it do? And he said, you just cannot believe the energy. I mean, how hyped up and pumped up you are.
And there are some people that don't sleep for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. And I said, you know, I told him, I said, what I'd be looking for would be that opposite. I want that euphoria, that I'm floating, I'm gone, I'm out of it, I'm in a cloud. I said, I don't know that I want that hyper jerky. I need it because I don't have a lot of energy. I said, but I'd be more a candidate for the... Isn't that what heroin does? Isn't heroin and aren't those?
I don't know.
Aren't they more of the sort of
euphoric type drug? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But what an interesting conversation with the guy. But I guess more than anything else, what you walk away from with is that most of those people asking for money and have a really good, sad story. Not all, coached by other homeless people as to the best ways to get money out of people. The most convincing stories, so they can go buy more drugs. Okay, I'm sure the phones are going crazy at Matheny today. They have to be.
Oh, man.
Because the folks at Matheny have told me that when this happens, we get into the 90s, and look at now, 109. It's past the high mark. He said, you just can't even imagine. The you know, they can hardly keep up. Now, they'll get you. They'll get to you. You call them Athena because they knew this was coming. They're ready. They're geared, staffed up. They've got extra parts and equipment, and they're ready to go. So if you are one of those people who, you know, didn't have a service plan and you didn't have that system checked out and now it's not keeping up or it's gone and you do not want to be without air conditioning for very long in this weather, you know who we want you to call. And there's a reward for being AM and the PM, and it's 15% off the first service call and 15% off the plan service agreement. Matheny Heating and Cooling. You think Matheny does a great job coaching a ball team? Wait till you see what he and his brother do with the heating and air conditioning company. Matheny, no, wait. No, that's Mike
different
Matheny.
Family.
That's
yeah,
right.
Different
that's,
family.
I always did confuse those. Mike Matheny. Best way to get a hold of them and find their number and all the other information you need. Oh, St. Louis and St. Charles counties, and they service residential, commercial, any brand, any type, you name it. MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com.
Time for a look at the roads with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, Tim.
Thanks a lot, Tina. We just now flew over 170 and 40, 64, and on southbound 170, just before 40, there is an accident that is blocking the left lane. It just happened. Police are not with it yet. Traffic is backed up approaching Del Mar. Westbound 40, 64, that is slow right now from about Hampton to McCausland. You're slowing again just a little bit west of Spady out through Mason. Going to find it slow again from Long Road out to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270, I can see stop-and-go traffic now from at least Olive down to Doherty Ferry. Downtown, northbound 55 was at Park. Eastbound 64, that was slow from Jefferson through Union Station. This traffic report brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's coupon sale for a limited time. Save up to $400 in coupon savings on all the best brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and more, only at Mattress Firm. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Everybody wants to save money on their energy bills by putting solar panels on the top of their roof, but the problem's been the cost. It's always cost too much to make it a benefit. Not anymore, thanks to St. Louis company Brightergy. They are creating clean energy right now, right here in Missouri. What they do is Brightergy Finance and Brightergy Lease Programs allows you to finance solar installation with very low upfront costs, which means low short-term costs and high long-term savings. Find out more? Absolutely. St. Louis native Brightergy representative Cindy Bambini is going to host a seminar July 18th at noon at St. Charles EDC. Joining them will be Martin Kilcoyne, who'll be broadcasting his show there. Find out more at Brightergy.com/KTRS. That's July 18th at noon at St. Charles EDC. Register online at Brightergy.com/KTRS.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money. From people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-200-6098. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-200-6098. That's 1-800-200-6098. 1-800-200-6098.
If you're a man and you're sick of having to go to the bathroom all the time, take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge. We're so sure it will reduce frequent urination, we'll send you a free full-size bottle of Super Beta Prostate to try absolutely free. It will help you get back to a normal bathroom routine both day and night. Imagine the difference that would make. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-3980. Super Beta Prostate contains beta-sitosterol, clinically shown to support healthy flow and more complete bladder emptying. Millions of men rely on Super Beta Prostate to get a better night's sleep and not have to spend so much time in the bathroom. Take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge and try a free bottle. All you pay is shipping and handling, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. You'll be amazed at how quickly you notice a difference. Get your free bottle now while supplies last. Call 1-800-700-3980. That's 1-800-700-3980. 1-800-700-3980.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
It's the Summer Saving Spectacular at Metro Lighting, and the deals are hot. Save at least 25% store-wide, including our entire selection of Emerson ceiling fans. Reduce energy costs in the comfortable breeze of a stylish Emerson ceiling fan. Hurry into any of the seven Metro Lighting Centers to save at least 25% store-wide during the Summer Saving Spectacular. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you. See stores for details.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Babies come with lots of decisions.
Cloth or disposable? Crib or bassinet?
So when it comes to protection, go with the safest, most effective choice, vaccination. Get all the recommended vaccines for your baby by age 2 to protect your child against 14 serious childhood diseases. For more reasons to vaccinate, talk to your child's doctor. Go to cdc.gov/vaccines or call 800-CDC-INFO. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
We're going to jump right on the phone because we have all kinds of callers stacked up here. Rod's been patiently waiting. Rod, how are you?
Like you said, Rod.
Hey, Rod, that's you. How are you?
Hey, pretty good, Mr. Frank. How you doing, sir?
Good. What's up?
Listen, I heard you guys all talking about the American flag, ceremonial disposal. Well, the 4th of July in Brentwood, American Legion Post 101 will be having a flag disposal ceremony here at our post at 11 a.m. on 4th July morning.
Okay. I appreciate that.
I mean, we're going to have Boy Scouts down here, VFW. They're going to be doing the rifle guard services, and it'll probably last about a half hour, and it's a real good turnout. We're going to have the Vietnam vets helping us out with the display of motorcycles and everything here, and it's going to be a nice a day, it's probably about our fourth annual one we usually have down here. Okay. We are located over at 2721 Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R, over the southwest corner of Schnucks, Brentwood, and Manchester.
Okay. All right, Rod, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. Doug, you are up. How are you?
Hello, Frank. AM the PM in the air.
Thank you. I don't know what that means.
Hey, Frank, we're both about close to the same age, very young men, very young, handsome men, right?
Okay, go on.
You know, Frank, when I was in my classroom, getting back to the flag situation, we had these flags of the world all around our classroom. I went to school in California in the South Pacific.
And I can barely hear. Can you guys barely hear him?
Yeah, I
can barely hear you, Doug. Can you jump on that closer on that phone?
Any better now?
There you go. Much better.
Okay, yeah. Well, when I was in a classroom, we had these flags of the world all over the nation, all over the world, I kept looking at the American flag. Then I'd look at the flag in Greece or Brazil or Italy. I couldn't find a flag that was as pretty as the American flag.
Well, I'm sure they feel the same way about their flag.
Well, I suppose
that's how you're supposed to feel.
But ours has meaning.
But, you know, when you see a flag just with a simple blue cross in it or a flag with a simple red dot in it,
right.
How can it compare to the Stars and Stripes?
No, and I think ours actually does have more of a story behind it, why the stripes are the way they are, why it's the color it is, why what the stars mean. And maybe the others do, too, but I sure don't see anything that represents that much of a story. I get your point.
Yeah.
All right, Doug, thank you for the call. Yeah.
Love listening to you in the air, Frank.
Thank you very much. I don't know what that means, in the air.
I think he's a pilot.
Or streaming.
Ah, or maybe I think more of a pilot, because he would have said online. Let's bring John in here. Hello, John.
Hey, Frank, AM and the PM.
There's a clear phone right there. Yeah. Crystal clear. What's up?
I just wanted to make sure we got in that public service announcement that everybody needs to remember it's time to dress in layers.
Yes.
And also drink plenty of alcohol.
Yes. Yes. So thank you so much.
Yeah, we almost forgot.
We almost forgot that, and I think that's important.
Boy, I would not have slept well if you hadn't called and reminded us.
We need to
dress heavy layers of clothing
and
drink a lot of alcohol.
And one thing as far as flags go, after 9/11, next day I put a flag up, and I've had one up ever since. And there's actually a Gravois and Kings Highway. There's a Marine Corps office, and they have a old mailbox painted red that people can just put their flags in.
Well, for now, we want them to go to Landolf so this guy and his Cub Scouts can get their educational flag disposal program completed. But I appreciate the call. Thank you, John.
It's been my pleasure.
All right. Well, you can tell the people that pay attention, and they know the drill. Rich, we have two Riches in a row. Let's go to Rich number one. Hello, Rich.
Hi, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
Two quick ones for you. I was at a gas station in Granite City a few years ago, and a guy comes up to me, and a little bit different than your gas story. He says, my car's up on 270, and I need $14 more for a tow truck.
Gosh, 14
more. We're probably 2.5 miles from 270. Well, anyways.
Anyway.
I told him no. About a year later, I'm at the same gas station, and the same guy, I didn't know the guy until he started the story again. He gave me the same story I'd heard about a year before.
Unbelievable.
Man.
And that's interesting, too, that they don't do an obscene amount of money, like 40. It's always around 14, $10.
Well, sure, because you're not going to give them 40.
Yeah.
And if I bumped into this guy twice in a year, just think of how many other people he tried to con in this year.
Wow. What'd you say to the guy? I would have said, man, you've been standing here for 2 years waiting for money for the tow truck.
I didn't say anything. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Another little one. There's a town, a couple of town drunks around Granite City, like every town. And there's always a couple of beggars at a couple of these stores. And this one old boy, he's always asking for money, you know, and every once in a while you ask the people what it's for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they always give you some lame excuse that, you know, it's for the bus or to buy milk for my kids or something. Well, one day I asked the old boy, I said, what do you need this money for? He wanted 50 cents. He said, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to go in there and buy a beer. Well, I said, here's $1 for being honest.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and I'd have given him $1 for beer, for telling the truth.
I mean, he was honest for one time, and I'll go ahead and give it to him.
All right, Rich, thank you.
Have a good one.
All right, to Rich Twin Spin. Rich number two. Hello, Rich.
Hey, Frank and gang.
Hey, Rich.
AM and the PM and
in the air,
whatever the hell that means. Yeah. I don't know what that means, but anyway, in the air.
Okay.
Anyway, real quick money story. I pulled into a bank. I'll try to make this quick. And I pulled into to my bank to get a cash withdrawal a few weeks back. And there was some real old guy in there. And he was standing out in the parking lot looking at the building. And I looked, and he's driving his van and had Iowa plates on it. So anyway, I looked at him I said, you all right? And he kind of looked at me and he said, what time did bank close? And I said, well, about 2.5 hours ago, and it was later in the evening. So anyway, he said, well, I guess I have to wait till tomorrow. And not twice in a row, did I?
Yeah, you did. Yep. Yeah, you did, Rich.
Anyway.
That's three.
Four.
So he says, I said, well, what do you need? And he said, well, I just need a few things from the store, but I guess it'll wait for a day or two. And so I said, well, how much do you need? He didn't say. I give the guy $50.
Ooh.
Now, listen, My brother said, why don't you get on the ground and let me kick you in the head?
Yeah.
So I said, well, whatever. I felt like I should give it to the guy. He said, give me your phone number, and he said, I'll give it back to you.
Yeah.
And a couple days later. So I give him my phone number, and I said, how about your phone number? He said, well, I'm down here from Iowa helping my sick kid. And I'm like, well, here we go. I'm not getting this money back. Believe it or not, 2 days later, the guy calls me, wants to meet me at the bank, and he gives me the money back.
Wow. Yeah, that's rare.
I was completely shocked. And here I am. I don't know why I did it. I'm 50 years old, starting over after the wife left, and you know, I need the money more than anybody. But I should have been the one up there begging for money, not him. But anyway, I just want to let you know there are some people... For God's sake.
Number five.
That's what we were thinking.
You know what? I think you hold the record.
Well, thank you very much. At least I hold the record for something.
All right.
But I gave him the money, and the poor old guy gave it back to me. And, of course, I was tickled to death. I thought that was $50 I wasn't going to see again.
Yeah,
so anyway, well, I just went in there. I
did it
anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new record.
Better hang up now, Rick.
Thank you very
much.
Yeah, thank you.
And I wanted to say one more thing. It was such a pleasure to speak with all of you today. I'm just so tickled to death.
Well, thank you, Rich. Nice talking to you. Six in a row.
I think
that's a record. I don't have the record book in front of me. We keep it in a vault. I'll have to go take a look. All right, we're going to take a little break here. Bill Cleveland's going to join us, and folks, you do not want to go away, because in the Playhouse today, and you won't hear it till next summer, our hottest day of the year joke. We do it every year when we think it's about as hot as it could get.
And it's one of my favorites.
I cannot see us going much past 109. In fact, did we break a record today? Like,
I think
it's
so.
It's really,
yeah.
109 we did.
In the 50s or something? So we'll do that joke for you. Don't go away. You don't want to miss that. We're going to invite you. He was talking about his bank, and I was tempted to go, I'll bet you don't bank First Community because you said First Community. Where do you bank, and what's wrong with you, you knucklehead? But he did a nice thing for the guy with $50, so I'm not going to jump on him about where he banks. It's like I'm not going to jump on the rest of you. What I am going to do, though, is just to ask you to consider this question. Why do you bank where you bank? Why are you there? And do you mean anything to them? And you feel special at all when you go in there? What are their rates? Do you ever bother to see how their rates compare to other people's rates on money you borrow or money you're saving there? And if the answer to that is, I don't know. I don't really know. No, I don't have a real good reason. It's just that's where we set up a checking account years ago, blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe you ought to take a look at First Community Credit Union and find out why this is the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area and why so many people are moving from their banks, taking their money, their savings, their loans, and moving them to First Community. Now, here's one reason. They just announced an auto loan rate. Now, this is for 36 months, 1.69%. I'll say, 36 months. 60 month is only 1.99%. Now, that's, of course, depending on your credit rating, but if it's good and everything, you know, falls into place, those are the kind of rates you're looking at. First Community Credit Union, find out more at firstcommunity.com.
With a look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine Airborne traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Well, Tina, we got some major problems out here. We've got a new accident, a major accident on southbound 270. It's just south of Tesson Ferry that has the three left lanes blocked, only the two right lanes getting through. Traffic is backed up there to Highway 44. The rest of southbound 270 is already stop and go now, approaching Olive down through Big Bend. That'll be closing up here in just a little bit. They're working with an accident on southbound 170, just a little bit north of Highway 64. That had the left lane blocked. You're back up to Olive now. We have traffic lights that are either on red flash or they're dark right now, and that's at Clayton and Clarkson. Westbound Clayton Road is back from Baxter through Kerr's Mill, but on southbound Clarkson, that's jamming up from 64 all the way down through Clayton Road. This traffic report is brought to you by Dish Network. If you hate missing your favorite primetime shows, get the Hopper from Dish. The Hopper has primetime anytime that lets you automatically record all four major networks of primetime TV in HD. Call Dish at 1-800-WATCH-TV. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Can't believe.
Well, thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
Well, of course, the big news of the day, the U.S. Supreme Court has voted 5-4 to force Ann Curry off the Today Show.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard.
And now she's officially announced she's leaving the Today Show. Ann Curry says she's going to drop completely out of sight for a while. So it sounds like she's going to be joining CBS this morning.
Oh, wow. Good one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and forced off the Today Show after nearly 15 years on the program. No surprise here. She'll be replaced by Jay Leno.
Oh.
I just read they launched an American spy satellite. That's kind of creepy. Yeah, sounds like the New England Patriots minicamp is in full swing.
Oh.
Like the spy on... And finally...
Hot material today.
Yeah.
Hot day. Well, a woman is trying to sell photos of football's Terrell Owens having sex with himself. Mm. However, Owens says he was just spiking the ball. That's what he
said.
Oh, boy. There were so many other good ones.
That CBS touchdown thing should have been the closer.
Yeah. So it sounds like she's joining CBS this morning.
Hey,
yeah, there you go.
Now you got it.
All right. Have a great afternoon. I'm Bill Cleveland from the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
Hey, don't go away. Our hot joke is coming up. 5 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. 2 votes in the House on a contempt citation. 1 criminal, 1 civil. Eric Holder is the first U.S. Attorney General to be held in contempt. It was for his refusal to turn over all documents in the failed Fast and Furious